about 4 times a month.
4 times a month? When you go to Chinatown, what do you usually do? And how long do you usually stay?
Main thing is to go down there to go to the Chinese grocery market. And maybe one or two friends. Usually just, if I go by myself, then I stay maybe 2-3 hours. There is so much to see now. Every time I go down there, I find there's a new store, new people. And I think that's wonderful. But when I go down with my husband, then we have to take my mother-in-law, then we don't stay too long. But Chinatown, I'm glad to see it expanding, growing the way it is, the way we are progressing. But as I said a while back, I think it's very important that we all try to get along, because when I look back, the Chinatown in my early days, I mentioned how peaceful, how people got along, and it wasn't, wealth was secondary. Mm-hmm. And people were, they were known for, there was integrity, trustworthiness, honesty. And people were looked up to for that, not for what they possess monetarily.
Now, recently, do you have a chance to come in contact with many newcomers, like the group from Taiwan and the group from Hong Kong and all those from Burma and Vietnam?
Not so much lately, because I don't go down there as often as I used to, but retired from the Institute. You see, I used to do a lot of immigration work. I mean, I that was what I really loved doing at the Institute. After mm-hmm. I worked there a while, then I got into the immigration work. So even after I left the office, now and then friends would call upon me and I would help them on their immigration process. Because now, no, it's nil, because you have to have the time, you have to be free of mind to do all that. So I don't do that anymore. But I have had different people call me, ask me to help them, but I'm sorry, I haven't been able to. Mm-hmm. But meeting friends, yes, I have met some, but I do, as I say, I don't get down there as often as I would like to. Mm-hmm. I used to be down there every day, and now it's only 4 times a month.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all right.
But I know, but each time I go down there, I see how there's always a new shop, and of course new people. I can walk into a restaurant previously, let's say up to maybe 7-8 years ago, and I would know practically everybody who mm-hmm. who was dining there, or who'd be walking around Chinatown. But these last 7-8 years, one goes down there and it's a lot of new faces.
That's true. It's altogether different now. So
very few local people.
So, Mrs. He, I want to thank you very much for giving me your valuable time for this interview. I certainly appreciate it. And on behalf of UCLA, I want to thank you very much.
I'm glad to be able to offer what little I do know.
Mrs. He, didn't you say that you ran into some kind of problem when you people wanted to buy a house?
Yes. This was back in the mid-30s.
Yeah, what
about
happened?
About the mid-30s.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
We were, let's say, the first Chinese to buy property over there in Mount Washington. And so my father bought this house over there in Mount Washington, and we moved in shortly after we moved in. But we heard that there was a rumor going around that some of the people in that area didn't care for Chinese. Although when we walked down the street, people would smile at us, and we did make a few friends, but we didn't get to know everybody. So anyway, before we knew it, the minister of, I believe it was Presbyterian Church in the neighborhood, I'm not sure it was Presbyterian, but I'm sure, but I think it was, he came and called on us.
Is the minister American or Chinese?
Caucasian, American. And he called on us, and he learned that we were also churchgoers, and he said that about this rumor that's going around, some of the neighbors didn't like the Chinese buying into this area. Don't let that bother you too much. He said, I'm calling a meeting of the church members and those who live around here to come to the meeting, and I would like to have them meet you folks, or at least their father, and maybe one of the brothers, or however you want to come. I'd like to introduce you to these people so that they can know you better, because word was out that they were petitioning to get us out.
Oh, that must be my husband, I said, huh? Yeah. Okay, now you were saying that when you first moved into Washington Mountain District, there was some trouble there, and then what happened now?
Then
what about the minister?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Minister assured us that there wouldn't be any, there shouldn't be any problem after the people would get to know us, because he had talked to us and he felt that we were not really what they call undesirable. So anyway, he said, just ignore it if a petition should be sent around. He said he understood they was going to have that. So anyway, as I remember, my father and I think my oldest brother went down to the church.
To the meeting?
And, yes, to the meeting. And they
what
were,
kind of church was it when the meeting
was
held?
Presbyterian Church.
That's American church,
mm-hmm.
right?
American mm-hmm. Church, Presbyterian Church. This was right in that area, a couple mm-hmm. blocks away. So after the meeting, nothing came up.
How many people were at the meeting besides you two, your family, approximately?
I wasn't there, but I just could have been maybe 30 or 40.
Mm-hmm. What did they discuss about at that meeting in front of you people?
I understand that there wasn't so much, not much was said about getting us out. The minister introduced my father and brother, and then by that time he knew a little of our background, and that my father was
a respectable merchant,
a member of the Chinese community, and that we also were churchgoers, and I think that was sort of a common denominator, mm-hmm. you might say. So before the meeting was over, I remember my father and brother, they were saying that they made friends with the people.
That was in the year of 19...
That was about 1934.
About 1934?
34, 35.
Then after that, what else transpired from that meeting?
After that, we didn't hear anything about petitioning us out.
Mm-hmm. And
before we knew it, there were more smiles as we walked down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that we made more friends around that neighborhood.
How many years did you live in that neighborhood?
Oh, we still have a family home there. We lived there since the 30s.
Mm-hmm. And who lives up there now, by the way?
Different ones got married.
Uh-huh. Who lives
my
up there?
My younger brother. Was, uh-huh. But then he's looking at moving, because eventually we're going to want to sell the place, and the neighborhood mm-hmm. is not as it mm-hmm. used to be. But we don't want to leave it vacant.
Uh-huh. So thanks again, Margie, for the interview.
You're welcome.